Cross-border violence continues as a mortar shell landed in Turkey late Thursday night. The shell landed in Turkey's Hatay province in the Yaladai area, 1 kilometer away from a Turkish military base. Turkish military immediately fired back. No casualties have been reported and no comments have been made about the shelling from the Turkish government as of late.
After the explosion, many media outlets placed the blame on the Syrian militants. We still don't have information on who did it, but we are investigating. Since the problem took place inside Turkey, this is a threat to our nation and we will retaliate.
Turkey is already under much scrutiny for arming the Syrian militants currently fighting the Syrian government. Turkey has funded, supplied facilities, and trained Syrian militants inside Turkish borders. Turkey's actions have been highly frowned upon by many regional powerhouses, including Russia. The recent events that took place at the Turkish-Syrian border, according to the Turkish opposition, are the fault of the Turkish government, as the borders are unpatrolled, leaving room for militants and al-Qaeda to roam freely.
The Turkish government was wrong on their stance regarding the Syrian crisis. The bombings that are happening are evidence that more of these incidents will be taking place throughout the entire border. The Turkish government knows who did it. They have cameras all over the place. They should tell the public.
This is the second act of violence this week, as a similar incident took place on Monday. A Syrian minibus full of explosives entered Turkey through the Bib el-Hawa border crossing into Turkey's Rihaniye district. 35 kilometers into Turkey, the bus exploded, leaving 14 people dead and several others wounded. Many analysts believe that the recent developments along Turkey's border with Syria are an indication that much worse is yet to come. Opposition members have called on Prime Minister Erdogan to contain the situation before it can no longer be controlled. Serena Shim, Press TV, Istanbul.